Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I remember as a young fellow thinking that
I
would
remember that long
ago.
I do.
And I was thinking, boy, it'd be nice to be able to buy some Bordeaux, but it's really expensive.
It sure is.
Wait till I grow up.
And then I'll have money.
Yeah. I've grown up. I have some money, but it's still not enough. But, you know, there is such a thing as affordable Bordeaux out there. And you've had a chance to taste some, so I'm all ears.
I have to admit that over the years, I really kind of started more in the California wine camp. And as I've gotten older and older, I'm really beginning to plug more into old world, if you would, wines. Bordeaux being one of the great, great, amazing classic regions of the world. And so I've really been enjoying the last couple of years visiting there, trying more and more of the wines. You have to really do a little bit of work because there's some grossly overpriced wine.
Yeah.
But when you find good suppliers who bring in good quality wine from labels that you may not have heard of before, you really need to stick in that vein. So here we go. This is from the Graves part of Bordeaux. This is a white Graves. It's called Chateau Coustaut, C-O-U-S-T-A-U-T, not to be confused with Jacques. And this is a 2013. It's, as usual for these wines, it's a blend, 45% Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and then 10% Muscadel. What I like about these wines is their minerality and their structure and their acidity. And they've got wonderful, delicate flavors, in this case, peach and floral notes with a little hint of lime zest. But they just do so beautifully with food, and the structures just are so, you know, refreshing. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That one sells for all of $18. So that was tough to take. Now, when you get into various sort of groupings, you know, a lesser known or typically or theoretically a lesser quality wine is called just Bordeaux or Bordeaux Superior as opposed to having a particular sub-region. So Chateau Ladoc is a 2012 Bordeaux Superieur, 65% Merlot, 30% Cab, 5% Cab Franc. This is a $20 bottle of wine that drinks like a $45 bottle of wine.
Get out.
Really. Yeah, I really liked it. Spice, vanilla, red fruits. It's got a nice fruit-forward characteristic, which you don't always get with Bordeaux, and a nice silky texture. I think this would bear some cellaring, but at $20, it's actually a really good deal. Now, you're never going to get away bargain basement with Bordeaux. So, but it's okay to spend a little money from time to time. Mm-hmm. Chateau Lusseau is a 2012 Red Grave, and this is just a wonderful wine for the $35 a bottle range. Black fruits, it's got a resin characteristic with nice wood, spice, and cassis flavors. Classic, silky, fine-grained tannins, definitely a good amount of ageability. I believe you've had this one.
I had, and the thing that impressed me about it was it's ready to drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's showing really well right now, but I still think it's going to give you a couple of years if you need
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And then from one of my favorite appellations from Saint-Emilion, this is a Grand Cru wine called Chateau Franc L'Artigue. It's a 2010. This stuff is dynamite. Spice and black fruit, subtle oak notes, hint of anise and sort of dark cassis. It's medium-bodied, ready to drink now, but has, again, a nice velvety texture. It was spectacular. On the slightly pricey side at $45, but for this quality for Bordeaux, that's a deal.
We're going to put all of these on the website, wypr.org. Look under Seller Notes. You'll be able to find them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.